Drastic efforts at reform are not stopping deadly medical mistakes at a Los Angeles hospital. King Drew Medical Center serves mostly poor Latino and black patients. It was founded after the Watts riots of the 1960s, and it became a symbol of the new political strength of African Americans. It also became known for persistent medical lapses. From member station KPCC, John Raby reports that county officials have had enough.
For 30 years, the problems at King Drew have been well known and well documented. Absentee and untrained workers, unresponsive management, reverse discrimination, and worse, negligent medical care that's killed many people. Critically ill patients ignored for hours, misread x-rays and accidental poisoning, and a half dozen deaths after nurses ignored vital signs monitors. Still, the LA County supervisors did little until about a year and a half ago when news of the problems began to hit the front pages of the LA Times. First, the supervisors installed a team of top county managers at the hospital. Then they closed down the hospital's trauma center. Then, last fall, they hired a national consulting firm to change policy, behavior, and when necessary, staff. But then in recent weeks came news of more suspicious deaths, leading LA County Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky to break a taboo. At this week's regular board meeting, he said he and his colleagues may need to consider closing King Drew.
When I say close, that's what I mean, is sufficient time to clean house and then reconstruct, not to close it permanently. And I'm not even suggesting that that's where we are.
That hospital will be closed over my dead body.
That's Supervisor Yvonne Burke, whose district includes the hospital. Burke said other hospitals have problems too, but in fact, almost none have the problems King Drew has. In March alone, at least four patients died after serious medical lapses, including yet another case of a nurse ignoring a vital signs monitor. By the time a supervising nurse noticed and called a code blue, it was too late. The supervisors were also angry that they only just learned of two more suspicious cases from January. As odd as it sounds, the head of the LA County Health Department, Dr. Thomas Garthwaite, says this is an improvement in a sense. He says these deaths stem more from individual mistakes than from systemic problems.
You know, they're making progress. Is it fast enough? I think it will never be fast enough if we detect patients who have had a less than a perfect treatment course. But I think there is progress.
The supervisors, who had previously been somewhat understanding, weren't buying at this time. Supervisor Gloria Molina ordered Garthwaite to move his office to King Drew.
Yeah, I'd be happy to go to King Drew more often than I do. I already go there many more times than I go to any other facilities,
said,
but I'd be more than happy to do that.
Yourself there.
I understood.
Take your schedule, tear it up, and spend every moment that you're working for us working on solving the crisis.
So the next day, Garthwaite was at King Drew bright and early, found an office on the fourth floor, went on rounds, visited the operating room, and prepared for the state and federal inspections that generally follow reports of suspicious deaths. As to whether King Drew will close temporarily for a thorough house cleaning, it sounds like a neat and easy solution, but it might prove more difficult than fixing the hospital's problems.
The rest of the emergency medical services system serving Los Angeles County recoils any time they hear of the possibility of the hospital, King Drew Hospital, closing.
Jim Lott of the Hospital Association of Southern California says the other 77 hospitals in L.A. County couldn't absorb the patients.
King Drew Medical Center treats about 40,000 plus patients in their emergency room every year, and we simply don't have the elasticity throughout the rest of the system in Los Angeles County to manage that.
It may be a moot point. King Drew gets $200 million a year in federal Medicare and Medicaid reimbursements, half its budget. Because of the problems with patient care, the federal government has threatened to revoke that funding in the past. And if it believes the county has not fixed those problems, it could finally follow through. That could force the county's hand and the hospital's closure. For NPR News, I'm John Raby in Los Angeles.